turn in your Bibles today to the book of Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, I want to read today and preach from a text which is probably one of the most memorized portions of Scripture in terms of verses that people choose to memorize and to claim. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 13. I want to preach today upon the subject can do, just simply that, can do. And I want to read verse number 13 as we consider that thought. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Verse is a short verse. Let me read it again. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Shall we bow for prayer? Our Father, this morning our hearts rejoice because of your goodness, because of your presence, because of the peace that you give. We thank you today for the privilege now to open the precious Word of God. And my Father, I pray today that you'd see fit to bless the reading and the preaching of your Word. For every need that's been mentioned, for the Sunday school hour, we're thankful. Now, Father, bless us now. Speak to our hearts. Encourage us. And if there be someone here today without God and without hope, may this be the day of their salvation. Bless and encourage your people, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. You know, most Christians, unfortunately, these days are members of what we could call the fear fraternity. Many are living in a state of fear, state of turbulence, state of concern. Stress and depression dominate so many. More time is spent on the part of the average person saying, I can't, instead of saying, I can. I heard of a person that was known to be a paranoid. One day being at a dinner gathering, he was seated beside a well-refined woman. And she heard this man muttering to himself. He's saying, my leg is paralyzed. My leg is paralyzed. The lady said to him, it might comfort you, sir, to know that it's my leg you're pinching. See, some people are just basically too much of a paranoid. Somebody said, I feel bad. They said, I feel bad when I feel good because I know that I will eventually feel bad again. Some people just can't enjoy life. I don't care how it's cut. Many Christians are consumed with worry. John Wesley is reported to have said that he didn't know. He said, John Wesley said, he said, I don't know that perhaps maybe it's more dishonoring to God when people worry than they curse or swear. You see, worry is a doubt. Is a doubt of God's love and care. And every person here today would say, I know it's wrong to curse and to swear. But the average person has no trouble with worry. So John Wesley, I think, had a point. I heard of an example to maybe illustrate my point. A pilot en route flying his plane. He heard the sound of a rat gnawing. And the pilot was wise. He began to ascend. He got up to 20,000 feet, knowing that that altitude would kill the rat. And of course he's thinking the rat was gnawing, and possibly the rat was gnawing at a vital wire of the electrical system of the plane. So the pilot ascended, and upon reaching 20,000 feet, it killed the rat and possibly saved that plane from crashing. There's a point I'd like to make this morning. I believe that when God's people reach a higher altitude of prayer and the Word of God, I believe it takes care of that worry problem. Somebody said, I have no cares, O blessed Lord, for all my cares are thine. I live in triumph too, for thou hast made thy triumph mine. I believe this. I believe that a great stress management tool is in the attitude, I can through Christ. I can through Christ. This morning I want to deal with that precious verse, deal with that precious thought, and basically try my best by God's good help to break that verse down and to outline it and to lay it out. As we think of the two words, I can, let me begin this way this morning. Let's begin, I think, on the proper footing. Number one, let's identify our I can. I can do. Let's identify I can do. I can do all things. Now think about that. We must always consider the Bible in its context. When we consider the entire chapter, fourth chapter of the book of Philippians, we can see the context for Paul saying, I can do all things. God's strengthening power enabled Paul to live the victorious Christian life in spite of his circumstances. His doing all things, read the context, his doing all things had to do with his ability to accept all things and remain contented and joyful in spite of what he's going through. You know, the Bible is the best commentary on itself, isn't it? Let me prove my point. Verse 11 said, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. Verse 11. Now look at verse 4, chapter 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Now, okay, here's the point. His doing all things had to do with his ability to accept all things and to remain contented and joyful. You get that? His doing all things did not mean that Paul's going to get out and run a 10-mile marathon. In the context, he's saying, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me, meaning I can be content, I can be joyful, I can accept my situation in life and still give God the praise. I can still rejoice regardless of the fact that I'm in prison while I write this letter. The identity of our can do. His doing all things had to do with his ability to do without and to maintain humility even when he had plenty. Again, let's go back to the context. Look at verse number 12. Verse number 12. Bible says in verse 12, I know both how to be abased. I know how to abound everywhere. And in all things, I'm instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to be abound and to suffer need. He said, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. In this context, he's saying, I have the ability to do without. I have the ability by God's grace to maintain humility when I have plenty. You know, a lot of people struggle with this thing of all things. Again, context. The all things pertain primarily to Paul's attitude. Not physical ability as much as attitude. Not the physical as much as the spiritual. Not necessarily what he could do physically, but how he could be contented spiritually because of what God was doing in his life. The identity of the all things. He's talking about an inward spiritual victory that is made possible by the influence of the risen Lord who infuses his power to his own. I don't come up very often with what I'd consider to be any kind of a deep thought. Because after all, I've learned in life that about everything that we say is a repetition of what someone else has said. There's not a whole lot of new things under the sun. Probably every sermon you ever hear any preacher preach, he's preaching that which he studied. Maybe an outline that he's heard. There's nothing new under the sun. And you see, truth does not change. Sometimes we may alter the way that we speak, but truth is truth. But here's the thought that came to my mind when I thought about this verse here, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Paul is in prison. Paul is a jailbird. Paul is limited, but he's the author of that verse. The thought occurred to me, and here it is. God daily loads us with supply to match our needs. And the supply truck of grace is continually stocked, for it shuttles continually from the riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19 says, "My God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus." He daily loads us with supply to match our needs. And the supply truck of grace continually is stocked, and it shuttles continually from the riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I'm telling you this morning, every child of God is filthy rich in Jesus Christ. The identity of I can do. The identity. Now, what about this? Talking about riches. Talking about riches. Ephesians 3:16 says, Ephesians 3:16, that He would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. Ephesians 3:16. The can do is not talking about physical feats. And let me illustrate it this way. If you're like me, you need an illustration every now and then to back up what's been said. Let me put it to you like this. When I say, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me, it wouldn't pay me to get in a rowboat in New York Harbor, let's say, and tell everybody on shore, I'll see you in London, England. Lord, help that crowd to get that illustration. In other words, I wouldn't want to light out across the Atlantic Ocean in a rowboat to prove I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. You get the gist? The all things, and I'm really amazed that Buck Cranford didn't get it. The all things are in the context of the will of God. You see, I might be in the hospital. Let's say I'm in Moses Cone Hospital, but I know that I cannot jump out of bed and run to Kernersville. But I can do what the will of God calls me to do under those circumstances. I can trust Him. I can rejoice anyway. I can commit to His care. I can be content in knowing that He is in control of my situation. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me, but the can do has to be with my accepting His will. I can be content. I can rejoice anyway. I can leave it with Him. I can do that. My can do can include my can trust. And I can pray. And I can rejoice. When I say I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me, that also means I can trust, I can pray, I can rejoice. Again, the man that wrote this was in prison when he wrote it. The identification of I can do. Let's move on. Let me mention this to you this morning. Secondly, what about the independence of our I can do? The independence. Our can do is not hindered by our environment. It is independent of circumstances. After all, Paul makes this positive statement while he's in prison, if you will. If our can do's, you ready for this? If our can do's are to depend upon perfect environment and perfect health. We may as well this morning, all of us, join the SSSO ahead of time. You know what that stands for? Sour Senior Saints Organization. We may as well join it. If our can-do depends on our environment, if our can-do depends upon our health, if our can-do depends upon our age, we may as well all join the SSSO organization, and I think you know what the acronym stands for by now. Brother Larry and I visited Dan and Bobby Hayworth this past week, and I'll tell you something, we left their house greatly encouraged. Brother Dan's had a stroke, as you know. Brother Dan fell down recently, can't even hardly get out of the house, and Bobby's having to stay with him about all the time. But you know what we noticed about Brother Dan Hayworth? You never know he had a stroke by his attitude. His sense of humor is amazing. The poor guy can't hardly do anything, but he sure could laugh, rejoice. He looked over at us one time, he said, I think I might be getting older. See, that's what I'm talking about. Instead of moaning and groaning, instead of complaining and griping, instead of saying, I can't, bless God, some people are still able to say, I can. Circumstances does not have to rob us of joy. Situations of life do not have to wean us from happiness. We still can rejoice. I love the old songwriter, the song he said, I've discovered the way of gladness. I've discovered the way of joy. I've discovered relief from sadness. 'Tis a happiness without alloy. I've discovered the fount of blessing. I've discovered the living word. 'Twas the greatest of all discoveries when I found Jesus my Lord. The independence of I can do. Independent of situations. Now, let me move on and mention number three today as we talk about I can do. What about the incredibility of our can do? The incredibility. Preacher, where do you get that word incredibility from? Well, I think it's a pretty incredible thing when God says all things. I think that's pretty incredible. Doesn't say I can do a few things. Doesn't say I can do one or two things. It says I can do all things. What about the incredibility of our can do? Here's the point. Catch the point. Here it is. We can do what we have to do and what we ought to do under the circumstances we face. We can expect. We can do what God expects us to do. We can do what God expects us to do. We can persevere all trials. We can perform all duties which match the context of God's will and our position in life. God knows every one of us better than we know ourselves. God knows where we are this morning. God has our address. And let me tell you something else. God not only has our address, but God has our GPS address right now. He knows where we are right now. He knows our circumstances. He knows our situation. He knows our cares, our fears. He knows our weaknesses and our strengths. He knows how we might be hurting and so forth and right on down the line. God knows that. But because of what God knows doesn't mean that He has to delete portions of Scripture that He's given us, it's still under inspiration. It's still in our Bible. And this verse does not just apply to one super-duper saint over some other Christian. I know Paul wrote the book of Philippians, but I tell you, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. You and I still can take that verse and we can see the application that we can make. Every child of God today can say by God's grace, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. The incredibility. We don't have to stay in a minor key. We don't have to. But now, I must hasten to give you point number four. We've talked about the identification. We've talked about the incredibility. But now number four, what about the inspiration of I can do? The inspiration. How is it made possible? Now the verse again, please. I can do all things through. The word through is also the word which can mean in. I can do all things through or in Christ, which strengtheneth me. Now, catch this. Paul doesn't say, I can do, and then stop there. Doesn't say, I can do, and that's the end of the story. You see, that would be the equivalency of egotism and pride and haughtiness. That's a problem today with our world. Many people today think they don't need God, period. They you know, they're like the guy that wrote that poem years ago that I can still remember having to memorize in the ninth grade in high school, and I can still remember the fear and intrepidation that I had the day that I had to stand before that class and cite that poem. But I'll tell you, I can remember it to this day. I scared of my shadow back in them days, folks. I tell you, the thing that scared me the most was looking in the face of people and having to speak to them. And I do that now for a living, I guess you could say. But here's the point. I can remember this old Invictus. You all ever hear that poem, Invictus? I remember it to this day. The logic of it is pure, raw humanism. Humanism. The poet says. Now, you can sit there and you can act like you're impressed by what I'm about to give you, or you can just say, what's the point? The poem writer said, out of the night that covers me as black as a pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstances, I have neither wrenched nor cried aloud, but in the bludgeoning of chance, my head is bloody but unbowed. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishment the scroll, for I'm the master of my fate, and I'm the captain of my soul. That's humanism. That's what the world is saying. I can, I can, I can. But he says, I can through Christ. Through Christ. That's the language of power. That's dynamic contentment. This means grace for our troubles. This means victory in temptation. This means strength for the task. This means power to cope. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. You see, the good thing about it this morning, child of God is greater than our future. He's greater than our future. He's greater than our bad decisions, and we make enough of them, don't we? He's greater than our bad decisions. He's greater than our plans. He's greater than our thoughts. He's greater than our human limitations. He's greater than the power of darkness. He's greater than our enemies. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Thank God, because He broke the bands of sin asunder. Because He conquered death, hell, and the grave. Because of the resurrection. Because He paid our sin debt in full and arose for our justification. Thank God we have victory in Him today. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. The inspiration of the can-do is through Christ. My friend, that's where it starts. I could be preaching to someone today that's a foreigner to what I'm saying. You don't know anything about the grace of God. You've never come as a trembling sinner to the foot of the cross, recognizing your sinnerhood in Christ's saviorhood, and placed your trust in God's finished work. Maybe you went through a religious spasm in the past. Maybe you uttered a prayer. Maybe you got baptized, or whatever the case might be, but nothing short of salvation by the grace of God through the blood of Christ will save a sinner from hell. And that's what a sinner needs. But the inspiration of the can-do through Christ, you have to have Him in your life before you can know His strength. And then, what about this? The inwardness. Not only the inspiration, but the inwardness of our can-do. It's an inward thing. He strengthens us. Our faith is strengthened. He gives the faith equal to the emergency. This does not say, and here's another point I would make. You know, I love the Bible, don't you? I love the Scriptures. The Bible is so precious. I know preachers are supposed to say that, but I mean it when I say it. Here's what I mean. Every single word in the Bible is in context. All Scripture, there's nothing wasted. Even the tenses of the Bible are inspired. I'll give you an example. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth, present tense, which strengtheneth me. Doesn't say who strengthened me, though that's true. It says which strengtheneth me, present tense. Now my point, my illustration. Go back to the Old Testament for just a moment. Look at the wanderings of the children of Israel through the wilderness. Consider the provision that God gave Israel. Consider this. The manna fell every morning. The manna fell every day. Only exception, of course, would be on the Sabbath day, and they would lay aside to cover the Sabbath day. But every single day, the manna came fresh. If Israel attempted to gather it up, to can it, to preserve it, it would become stale. It would rot. It had to be gathered every day. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Thank God the manna falls every day. The manna is fresh every day. Every single day He infuses His strength in the lives of His people. Every day He gives us what we need to face the day's challenges. Every day the manna keeps coming. But now, what about not only it's an inward thing. He said, I can do. That's inward. Only God can do that inward. I can do all things through Christ. That's inward. But now what about the instruction of a can do? How does it happen? How can we wind up in this situation with this testimony like Paul had? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. How do we get there? Well, again, it starts at the cross as a sinner being saved. It starts with salvation. But it's fed, it's nurtured by communion with Christ through the Word of God. Our contentment, our joy is fed by a regular diet of Scripture, by our fascination, by our love, by our devotion, by our feeding upon the Word of God. I'm saying the instruction of our can-do comes through the Bible. When I'm reading the Bible and I'm reading God's promises and I'm reading what God has done and what God will do, my can-do increases. Because I see as I read the Bible, He is with me. I see when I read the Bible, He is promising some things. I see when I read the Bible, He is sustaining me. My instruction. We have a script to go by. We receive lessons on what we can do and how we can do them. You see, this verse itself is a verse of instruction. You say, give me an example of that. Same verse I'm preaching from as a text. One of these days, Brother Kirk, we really do need when we do this has nothing to do with this sermon. But I'll tell you, this squeaking floor, we got to fix it, Brother Kirk. It's aggravating me to death. This verse is a verse of instruction. But we have to read it and accept it. I don't know about you this morning, but I'm glad that I happen to open the Bible and preach from this and read this. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. How would I have known it if I didn't already, of course, know it or read the Bible or whatever? You see, our script for the can-do is the Bible. You know, the most important part of a tree is the part you can't see. It's a root system. The most important part of the Christian life is a part that only God sees. The deep resources of faith nourishes us and sustains us. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The Bible is our training manual on the subject of I can do. It's our training manual. I'll tell you right now, I've come to believe the reason why a lot of Christians are saying can't more than can, they're not spending enough time in the book. They're not getting enough instruction on the subject. Perhaps if they'd do less TV viewing and more Bible viewing, you'd see them a little stronger in this area of I can do. You see, we will never be any more developed and spiritual than our relationship with the book of God. And now listen to me, if God has honored His Word above His own name, it has to be pretty precious. The Bible. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me, but my instruction on that subject is a precious Word of God. We traveled together, my Bible and I, through all kinds of weather, with smile or with sigh, in sorrow or sunshine, in tempest or calm, thy friendship unchanging, my lamp and my psalm. We've traveled together, my Bible and I, when life has grown weary and death is nigh. But all through the darkness of midst and of wrong, I find there's a solace, a prayer, and a song. So now who shall part us, my Bible and I? Shall isms or schisms or new lights who try? Shall shadow for substance or stone for good bread supplant thy sound wisdom, give folly instead? Oh no, my dear Bible, exponent of light, the sword of the Spirit put error to fight, and still through life's journey until my last sigh, we'll travel together, my Bible and I. Let's pray.